This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Grant and Danny. We will be at South Moon Under for an appearance tomorrow in Clarendon in Arlington. South Moon Under, where we had our makeovers and have our new album cover pictures that we put out on social media. You guys enjoyed those. Tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m., while you're there, browse through the newest collection for men by South Moon Under. Get the details at thefandc.com/events. Hopefully you guys are coming out to see us. Speaking of events, Mush Ball is happening. This is softball at the Nats Youth Academy. You can join me, Danny, Cakes, JP, Thommy, Dar, the entire 106.7 The Fan crew, and a bunch of celebs. We will start to release our celebrities at 11:45 today who are going to be taking part in this game.
There's some names.
We've got a couple of spots for listeners, only a few, though.
Mm-hmm.
Believe 4 to 6 listeners are probably going to get to participate in
the game.
That's
what it looks like now, yeah.
The rest of you are going to be able to sit, watch, and enjoy at the pristine Nats Youth Academy, this cool softball game with a bunch of TV and athletes, TV personalities, I should say, and athletes from D.C. So make sure to come out. It's Tuesday night. We want you to get there by around 6:30. First pitch set for right around 7. It's brought to you by the Fairfax Adult Softball Group, the largest adult softball league in the nation. Those details are also available at thefandc.com. Before we wrap up the calls on the Trevathan hit on Thursday Night Football, let's quickly look at some of the big matchups this weekend in the NFL, Danny. I wrote down 5 games I love. Redskins-Chiefs is actually one of the most anticipated games on the slate.
Dude, it's weird that a Monday Night Football game is actually going to be something that people look forward to.
I was listening to SiriusXM NFL Radio the other day, and they said, this is the game of the week. And I thought, what?
No, it's not.
This game's going to stink.
Little Redskins game? No.
People are starting to buy in on the skins. They're believing the hype. They're drinking some of the Kool-Aid. So Sunday's games. I got 5 here that I really like. You want me to run through them and you tell me what you think?
Rip through them.
How about you grade these A to F? How about that?
I'm into that.
Rams at Cowboys. Couple of 2-1s. L.A. scored 40. 2 of their 3 games. They want a shootout against San Francisco. They've had a week and change to prepare for Dallas. Team that bounced back from a bad loss this past weekend. Dak, 3 total touchdowns. I actually think Ezekiel Elliott might go crazy against the Rams. You saw what the Redskins did against them. But what if the Rams beat the Cowboys? One of these teams is going to be 3-1. Everyone expected Dallas to be. Nobody expected LA to be. I think that's a good game.
That was a B game for me where I kind of went, I think Dallas is winning this, right? This is Dallas's chance to kind of reassert themselves. They're at home. They'll roll in this one, right? They're 7.5-point favorites. But what if the Rams do it? Does it all of a sudden make it for real? Did people start to buy in on the golden boy with great hair? Maybe it's a thing. I'm intrigued by that.
With frosted tips, never forget.
Frosted tips. They look frosted to me.
There's nothing frosted about them.
They're frosted like my flakes.
I don't know why that trolled me so hard.
It bothered you, man. That's your boy.
It did. That's my guy, and frosted tips are, the junkies would say, are herting or nubs. You could pick either of those two terms.
Let me write that down. Herting or nubs.
When I was in 6th grade, I put sun in my hair. And it, like, turned orange. My brother put sunnen in his hair, and he had frosted tips for some reason. I don't know why.
With my dumb, dark hair, we did one of those things where you see guys in the College World Series with, like, everybody has, like, the completely bleached hair.
Jose Lobatone, bleach job.
It's like a team thing. We did it. So, like, a bunch of guys, like, tried to do it, and everybody thought they knew what they were doing. It had no effect on my hair except for, like, 2 ends of, like, my front bangs, I guess you'd call them, what we call them, were slightly lighter. It was the dumbest look ever.
Lions-Vikings is not the dumbest look ever. It's unfortunate that Sam Bradford's not going to play in this game again.
It's a good football game, though.
What is going on with Sam Bradford?
Mr. Glass. This is who he is.
3 games with this injury?
Yeah, it's who he is.
Detroit is 2-1. Minnesota's 2-1. I've got to give Case Keenum credit. He looked really good this past week in a win. The Lions look elite. If they get to 3-1 with a win over Minnesota, barely losing to the Falcons, blowing out the Giants, their schedule to this point, they're going to be widely considered one of the 3 or 4 best teams in football, but they got to beat Minnesota first. Vikings have a good defense.
Detroit does as well. When Ansa's healthy and they've got a couple guys in the secondary that turn you over, that defense is actually okay. They still can get gashed, but I'm intrigued by that one. That's a B-plus game to me.
Raiders-Broncos. AFC West supremacy perhaps at stake. Which of these two teams is going to push Kansas City for the division title. Both were 2-0 and sexy 2-0 before this past week. Everyone was talking Trevor Siemian up. All of a sudden, he was an MVP candidate. He crashed back down to earth with two picks and a bad loss to the Bills. The Raiders laid an egg at FedEx Field against the Redskins. One of these teams is going to have lost two in a row and be 500, which is going to be well below expectations for either Oakland or Denver.
This is my favorite game of the weekend, non-Redskins. This is the one right here. Because you're right, both those teams this past week had bogeys, had bad five putts when they were on the green in two. This is a bad thing because one of these two teams, as you said, is going to be 2-2. One of these teams that has legitimate, not only playoff aspirations, but beyond. These are really good football teams in a division that is cutthroat because of how good it is. The L.A. Chargers, mind you, not San Diego folks, the L.A. Chargers are not terrible, and they're 0-4. They're in distant last place.
I think Denver wins at home over the Raiders.
I kind of have that same feeling, too, but I'm wondering if the Raiders got slapped around a little bit and are kind of going, okay, let's put the pedal down.
Text from my brother Sean. He says his hair was bleach. He didn't use Sun-In. I'm going to challenge the play. I'm throwing my red flag on that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure you used Sun-In. I got two other games here. Which do you like better? Panthers-Patriots. My feel on this is Carolina did get pounded by New Orleans, but they were 2-0 before that, and this could be a get-right game for Cam Newton against the worst defense in the league. Pats have won two straight. Tom Brady's peaking. Carolina's got a pretty tough D, so I like that matchup. The other game would be Eagles-Chargers, and I know this looks like it stinks because the Chargers are 0-3. The Eagles are 2-1. We had Ross Tucker on the show yesterday. He picked the Chargers. I'm actually picking the Chargers as well. This is the best 0-3 team that's ever lived. They're not going to get to 0-4. I actually think that's going to be a really close game.
I think it's going to be a good game. They mirror each other, these two teams. The Chargers' offensive line stinks. That's kind of the difference there. I am not intrigued by that Panthers-New England.
You think the Patriots blow them out?
I do. They're 9-point favorites in this one. Carolina's offense is reprehensibly bad. The change they tried to make to Cam Newton to make him a West Coast passer was dumb. It's looking worse and worse every game. They're gross. They were the worst 2-0 team ever. They're going to get exposed. I think they get woodshedded. They had New Orleans last week and couldn't manage a loud clap.
Couldn't do anything. Call me a Shawnee Mac homer. My favorite game to watch Sunday is Rams-Cowboys. What do you got?
Oakland-Denver. That's my one seed. Oh, let's go Rams.
Let's go to Trevor, who's in Leonardtown. I think he wants to hop in on the Trevathan hit from last night. Can you suspend a guy for one violent, dirty shot without a track record of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, the first offender had him wrapped up, and then you see Adam's head snap back. I mean, he was trying to drop to the ground before the hit, before Nathan came in. So, yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I worry about starting to suspend players on just one split-second decision that works against them. But I do think last night was so egregious that it's going to be the rarity. I don't think you'll ever just see a lot of hits like that. Craig's in Manassas. Hey, Craig.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Craig?
I'm going to go with the unpopular opinion on this one. I don't think he should be suspended. Borderline, don't think he should be fined. Now, hear me out. He went in with horrible form, yes. But you're always taught as a football player, play through the whistle and really play through the ball. Now, I understand that he was being tackled, but he was only being tackled by one person. How many times have we seen in the NFL where it looks like, oh, yeah, he's about to go, oh, never mind, he got a touchdown, he escaped. So I admire his ability to play through the ball. Horrible form, but I like the hustle of it.
Thanks, Craig. As Dar points out, you're also taught never lead with the crown of your helmet.
Right.
That is kind of the cardinal sin right now among hitting. Don't hit someone with the top of your helmet. He did that, and he didn't even extend his arms in the process. That's the part I can't look past.
That it's just it's a spear, and that's the thing that we used to say, oh, that's amazing, and now we kind of know better. And that's why, again, it's finable to me. The fact that it ended up as helmet to helmet, the result is so terrible, he's going to get suspended if I had to bet on it because they're trying to clean this up and show how tough they are now with all the concussion lawsuits settling and everything else. He's going to get suspended. I just always default to the player when it comes to benefit of the doubt when things happen in split seconds.
Virginia Tech is 4-0. 8 p.m. tomorrow night, national TV at Lane Stadium. They've got one of the best teams in the country, Clemson, coming into Blacksburg. Can the Hokies pull off a shocker and put themselves into the conversation for a college football playoff? We'll talk to the voice of Virginia Tech football, John Lazor, next on Grant and Danny.
Draft. Draft, people. Draft. What is it? The most fun thing happening in fantasy football right now. It takes the excitement of drafting year-long fantasy football teams, but you're not stuck for the year. It takes the excitement of daily fantasy, weekly fantasy, and cash games, whatever you want to call it, and adds a drafting element to it. I got Aaron Rodgers. He had four touchdowns for me last night in a league on draft. Nobody else got to have him in that league. He's mine. So when you had him in one of those normal daily fantasy sites, you got to share him with thousands and thousands of other people. That's why this app is so awesome. Go to the App Store on your cellular device or go to draft.com. Make yourself a deposit. Use my promo code 1067Danny. You get a free entry into a real money game when you use that promo code. All this is an amazing amount of fun. Live snake drafts, they take about 5 or 6 minutes. You get your team in, set it, and forget it. It is awesome. It's a new way to play fantasy football. It's one of the best inventions of the modern era. I'm not kidding you. You get in and you will absolutely love it. Again, go to the App Store, find Draft, or go to draft.com. Use my promo code 1067Danny for that free play when you make your first deposit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.